This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus, from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Martha was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and now you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death. While they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lord, Lazarus has died. And I'm glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been dead, been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping. He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary and see what he had done and began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Can you imagine the drama at that cemetery? They'd never seen anything like it. Hey, you had the Lord come over. He heard his friend was very sick. Knew he had died, actually. And he came to comfort his sisters. He loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He used to spend a lot of time when he was on the road. They had opened their house to him, he could be himself and have a little R&R, get then go back to the mission. Mary had experienced quite a conversion, and they invited Jesus into their life, and he loved them. But then when he saw how sad they were at their brother's passing, he became, we're told, perturbed, very upset, and he cried. Jesus wept out of love for his friend and his sisters. And I think he cries for us. He has such love for us. And he wants to call all of us to life. And as I said, it was very dramatic when they rolled the stone away from the tomb. And he basically said, "Lazarus, wake up." And he came out like a mummy. And they probably went, you know, you can imagine the consternation, and they said, "Let him loose." He was all wrapped up in the burial cloths that when the Jewish people celebrated a death, they would wash the body. The body was considered a temple of God, and it would be wrapped with burial cloths with spices, and that's the kind of thing they did. So it was all wrapped up. So he said, "Cut him loose." And I think the Lord calls all of us to cut one another loose from all kinds of red tape and things that bind us from being truly free. God came to free us, even from death itself. And as Lazarus was called out of that tomb, Jesus calls each of us by name out of the tomb, whether it be this of sin, a tomb of fear, a tomb of guilt, shame, the past, whatever it is that keeps us from living, come out into the light. And we need to do that for one another. We have to untie one another. This was a prediction of Jesus' own resurrection. He said, if you believe in me, even if you die, you'll live forever. And as a priest, I'm not so much concerned about the resurrection of the dead. That'll happen in time. I'm happy to see people come alive now when they have been in this prison that they've made for themselves or people have put them in, to see how Christ frees us and calls us to a greater appreciation of life. That's where I see God glorified, as one of the early saints said, God's glory are when we're fully alive. And a lot of people today are the walking dead. I once saw a little film. They made this little spoof. They had one of those roadside signs, and they said, Ghost Alley, or something of that nature. And they had all these people wrapped up in these mummies outfits walking down the road, you know, the walking dead. Well, there's a lot of people like that today. They're not in touch with the spirit. And for whatever reason, there's something not alive in them. And God wants to bring us to life. He wants that spiritual, the soul, to be alive. But we have to listen and hear and then come out of it. Mary, Lazarus' sister, had a profound conversion in her own life. She lived a life of prostitution, looking for something. And we're told in the Gospels of her conversion. Somehow the word of God touched her heart. She repented and she changed. And Jesus let her change. And she experienced the forgiveness of God. So there's one scene in the Gospels, and I saw a movie one time where Jesus is reclining at table with the disciples, and the door behind him opens, and this woman comes in, and the apostles, their face is like, oh my God, it's her. She had a very bad reputation, and they were very critical. If he knew who this was, he wouldn't let her near him. But she came in, and she started to cry. Her tears fell on Jesus' feet, and then she wiped them with her hair. Then she took this very expensive perfume that was part of her trade. In those days, that's what they did. They didn't have signs, but you could smell them a mile away. You know what their job was. She didn't need that anymore. Changed her whole lifestyle, and she poured it over Jesus. And Judas was very, very critical. Oh, we could have sold that perfume for a lot of money. And Jesus said, no, let her show her love for me. He said, when I came to this house, no servant washed my feet. And that was the custom. If you went to someone's house, you would wash your feet. You would take your shoes off, and your feet would be washed usually by a servant. Nowadays, in most Italian households, when you go, you have to take your shoes off. Have you ever noticed that? That's what it goes back to. Anyway, you're apparently not Italian, but anyway, that's what they do. She was showing her love for the Lord. Changed her whole life. Again, it was the relationship, a friend of Jesus, and the Lord wants to befriend all of us. He wants to have that love, and he wants us to know it and experience it. And that's what changes us, my dear people. When we know we're loved and cared about, that's what changes us. That's what brings us around. And the Lord, that brings us to life. And so many people don't seem to find it. Even people who believe in Christ don't seem to be in touch with the Lord, his life that's within. And that's sad. That people go through life without knowing that freedom of the life that doesn't start just after we die, but starts in the present. The joy, the love, the friendship. That's what calls all of us to life, that intimacy that we have with God and one another. And so often, when someone dies, well, someone will say, I lost my mother, or I lost my father. I want to say, well, where did you lose them? I mean, I know what they're saying. But they're alive to God. As followers of Christ, we go on. This life is not just the end, but it's something much more. And the Lord wants to call all of us. He doesn't want us to be zombies. He doesn't want us to be the living dead. He wants us to be alive, to love, to care, to forgive, to be his heart, his arms, his face in the world today. So basically, we're loved. He wants to be our best friend. And some might say, well, that's rather familial, but he does. He came among us to relate to us. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Annunciation, where Jesus took flesh in the womb of his mother. She said, let it be. And I hope we invite the Lord in our lives. No matter what kind of tomb we're in, I hope we can break up to God. He wants us to be alive. And that's what Easter's about, and that's what we're about in the church, calling people to new life, greater life, not just at the end, but in the present.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.